Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest to this morning's programme, and it's Natasha Emms. And Natasha, you are from DSPCA. Good morning. Welcome to Lifeline.
Hey, how are you? Thanks a million for having us on.
Not at all. Natasha, this is a really interesting thing we're going to speak about now. It's St. Enda's Park Open Day, and it's a fun-filled family day for the whole family to enjoy, especially the doggies.
Very important to have the doggies.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to have lots of fun as well.
Really and truly, and there's so much on offer, like, for people that do have a furry friend that they can... I'll let you talk about it, Natasha.
Yeah, no, it's starting on Saturday at 12 noon on the 29th of April in St. Enda's Park. And it's just a day where you can go out, bring the kids, bring the dog, have the whole family and just have a bit of fun. We've got dog agility, which people love doing and the kids love doing with their dogs, going around different assault courses and everything like that. So in tunnels, up ramps, up jumps and everything like that. So our King of Paws dog training team will be helping with that.
Wow.
We've also got our dog trainer, they'll be there as well. If anyone's having any issues or problems with dogs, it's a great opportunity to meet the trainers. And we do classes in St. Enda's Park as well. So, you know, you can meet the trainers that are involved there as well. You know, and if you are having any small problems, you know, it's always great to have a little chat with them.
Yes.
And we also have microchipping as well. So if anyone did want to get their dog microchipped, it's €15.
Wow.
And we just ask people to bring ID and a utility bill. I mean, a lot. It is something that was brought into the last year, last April, that every dog in public should be microchipped, but there are still a few people who haven't got it done, so it's an opportunity again for people to bring their dog out and get the dog microchipped and have a bit of fun in the sun as well. And we've lots of kiddies games, Brambles will be there having teas, coffees, hot chocolates, you name it.
Oh.
Doggy treats, yeah, there's loads going on, so yeah, no, it'll just be a bit of fun, but there is something for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Kids games, lollipops and everything.
The microchip thing is brilliant because a lot of people put that on the long finger and it's like, oh god, and it's an expense, and you know, the way getting the dog groomed and warmed and all the rest of it when you get a dog first, and then eventually by the time that your dog is one or two, you're going, oh sure, look it, leave it now. At this stage he'll find his way home. But it is very important. It's very important if your dog strays off.
Oh, so important. I mean, like, we take in daily, weekly dogs, and like we had took in 48 dogs within a 7-day period. None of those dogs were microchipped. You know, if one of them had been microchipped, you know, we could have got them back to their owners, you know. So it's so sad when you see so many amazing dogs coming into the shelter and they're not microchipped and there could be an owner out there. It's so important for people, because, and a lot of people do take the attitude, he always comes back, but there's always that one time, you know, where they get lost or anything like that. So it's so important to get your dog microchipped, because then if it ever did go missing or anything ever happened, it's scanned in a vet's, in a shelter, in the pound, in the guards, you know, and then they can find the owners, which is unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. Know? 48 dogs in 7 days.
That was a hectic week. That happened about 3 weeks ago, and a lot of them were cruelty cases, so they were in an awful state. So there was probably at least 15 of them which were absolutely skin and bone, which had been seized by the inspectors for different reasons. So yeah, no, it was. It was a very tough week for the shelter, but within those 48 dogs that we took in, 30 dogs found their new homes. So, you know, we have a fantastic rehoming team and they're great, I have to say. They can be rehoming anything between sort of 20 and 35 dogs in a week.
Mm-hmm. So there is still a demand for people to rehome dogs.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think more people are looking to rescue dogs as opposed to buying them or anything like that. You know, it's so important. I mean, when you do come up to the shelter, we try to match a dog that will suit your lifestyle, because everybody is so different.
Mm-hmm.
People have kids, they work, you know, or they're at home, or they've got elderly people involved. So you're trying to match and fit a dog that will fit into that home environment. You know, it's going to be an easy transfer from the shelter to a home. You know, so if you're very, very active, you're maybe looking for something like a collie that's going to enjoy loads of exercise. Or if you're looking for just a couch potato, you might decide to go for the lurcher who goes, hits the grass, runs for 25 minutes and then passes out.
So
it is. It's always so important just to kind of like try and match people off to make sure. Because it is, you know, a dog, you're going to have it for 15, 16, 18 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want it to be part of the family. We want to, like, you know, really be involved in your whole family situation. So
Yeah, and I mean, if people have decided that they do want to get a dog and they get a dog, and after a couple of years, if it doesn't work out, they shouldn't abandon them, as these cases of people like throwing them out. I don't know. What ways would they abandon them?
Like we've had so many situations of dogs tied to the gates of the shelter. We had a family or a gentleman who drove up in the van and we had no space, and we asked him just to hang on to the dog for the day just till we could find space for him. He drove up to Hellfire Club, chucked the dog out the side of the road, and I'd actually followed him that day because I just got a bad feeling about him.
Yeah.
And I saw him driving down the mountain, and of course, so there was the German Shepherd bailing after him, trying to catch up with his family, you know. So many situations where people just, you know, leave them in the back garden, they lose interest or anything like that. But, you know, and shelters are, so many shelters are struggling with space. And there's also, like, we will always help you out, but we may just ask you to hang on to them for a day, a week, till we can kind of accommodate the space, you know?
Yeah.
You know, or we may ask, listen, can you get them neutered before they come in to save us on the costs either?
Yeah.
Because everything that we rehome is fully vaccinated, dewormed, defleed, microchipped and neutered. So, you know, also when you do rescue a dog, that's all done for you. You know, if you get a puppy, you know, you have to do all that. So there's a massive cost factor attached to it. And then you know the dog's microchipped, you know the dog's neutered, you know, and you know it's fully vaccinated, which so many dogs aren't, you know. So, so it's very important to do.
Do you know what? Some people are just, don't get me started, but like, you know, tell me this, Natasha, in your opinion, what do you think of people that leave their dogs in the back garden all day?
I suppose dogs are social creatures. They want to be with you. They're not happy, I suppose. A lot of people will say, oh, my dog loves being out the back, and dogs do accept what they get used to, you know. So I suppose whenever we are rehoming, we will ask that the dog is not left out the back garden. Apart from the fact there's a safety factor, the amount of dogs that get robbed out of back gardens is horrendous. Plus, if the dog does escape, he, you know, he runs, panics or anything like that, he could get knocked down, he could have an incident with a dog, he could have an incident with a child, you know. It's for his own safety as well that he is in within the house, you know, and they do want to be in the house. And if they are, you know, exercise in the morning. So if you pop out for an hour or two, 9 times out of 10 you'll find them snoring their little heads off in their beds, you know, happy out. You know, so it is a rehoming policy that we do say that, look, the dog is a house dog. He is part of the family, you know, he does sleep indoors, you know, and when you're out and about, you know, he is indoors where he is safe, you know. So I suppose some people do it. You know, we don't advise people to do it, purely, like I said, for safety reasons, and it's not our rehoming policy, you know. But there are people who do it, you know.
And is there a law against leaving a dog outside? We'll say if you were to leave numerous dogs outside. How many dogs are you allowed to have in your family home? We'd say in a normal size house.
It depends on every person's situation. Yeah. You know, I have 5 dogs myself.
You have not. Natasha, stop that. Have you? What's their names?
And they come everywhere with me. Like, they come to every fundraising event I do. I go into corporates to say hello with them. They come bucket shake with me on Grafton Street, you know. And they come to schools when we do fundraisers. They come everywhere with me. I get up in the morning at 7:30. I walk them for 3/4 of an hour before I come to work. You know, and then 2 of them stays at home because they're a little bit older. One's 11 and one's 9. And sometimes they come into work with me if we're doing a photo or anything like that, and I need all hands on deck. But they're like, and they're so relaxed in the house. But
what's their Natasha? Come on, give us a laugh and tell us their names. We all love doggy names.
So Teddy is my retriever.
Teddy?
He is a rescue. So I have Teddy. He is totally a teddy bear. It's a predictable name for a retriever because he's just so gorgeous. But when I got him, he was a cruelty case. He'd kind of been left out the back garden. He'd been beaten. He had no confidence. So it's taken me a year to get him, but he's absolutely divine now. And anyone who's ever met me has met him as well, because he's a shadow. Then I have MJ, who is my 3-legged. He's kind of like a little palm collie cross.
So oh, my God, he's only got 3 legs.
He does. Penny, our inspector, 7 years ago, brought him in as a road traffic accident. So he ran out in the road, got knocked down, and there was such a severe break in his leg. So the bone was actually sticking out. They made the decision to amputate.
Oh, dear.
Because it was just such a bad break. So, but now, 2 days later, he was up, hopping around. I fostered him, totally failed, and he became part of my furry family. And then I have Ruby, who was an owner surrender for pooing in the back garden. So she is a little King Charles.
Oh.
So she's about 8 or 9. Yeah. Then I have Fraggles, who is a little toy Pom. And then I have Pooch, who is my old boy, who is 11. He's a long-haired chihuahua. I also have two cats as well to add to that furry
family. No way. Do you rehome cats?
Yeah, we rehome everything. So we rehome dogs, we rehome cats. We probably rehome about 1,000 cats a year, which is fantastic. We have rabbits. We don't have any guinea pigs at the moment, but we do get guinea pigs in. We've budgies. We have sheep up here. We have goats. We have pigs. We have horses. We have
go
donkeys,
away.
Snakes. We have an array of furry friends up here, so we do. We
tell me where are you? Yeah, if anyone is looking for a furry friend, where are you guys based? I know you probably have various locations nationwide, but where's the main place where you keep the creatures?
We are up in Mount Venus Road, up at the back of Rathfarnham there. So it's Mount Venus Road, Rathfarnham, Dublin 16. So we're kind of up the mountains a little bit, which is beautiful because we've got stunning views around the shelter. And we also have a perimeter walk that people did pop up. They could take their little dog for a little walk around the edge of the shelter. And then obviously, if you found another furry friend to take home, that would be absolutely bonus. But it's a great place if people wanted to bring kids out for the afternoon because there is so much going on. We've a little fairy dale. We have, you know, all the animals that people can see, and they're all open for people to see. So all the farm animals come up to you to say hello, and, you know, if you were brought up any old veg you weren't using or anything like that, or apples, they love inhaling them. So that's great. They love
that. Sounds just absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I think I'll round up the troops now over the weekend myself. Noella, obviously you guys won't be there this Saturday because you will be at the fun day. But that sounds brilliant. Yeah. Do you get like many people coming on little tours up to have a little nose?
Oh, absolutely. We have a fantastic education department, which means we have school tours coming up every single day from different schools. And we sort of bring them in. We educate them about what happens in the real world, you know, and why, you know, if you see someone abusing an animal or anything like that, what you should do. You know, and then we show them around the shelter. So the type of animals that we have rescued, because obviously everything that comes into the shelter is either sick, injured or has been cruelly treated. So they've all got their own little story, which obviously they can't tell us, but you know, they're all looking and they're all here for some extra TLC. But we also have anything between 15 and 17 work experience, which come in for transition year. So, and they're a fantastic help. So they start on the Monday and they're with us for the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they like are hands-on with the animals, caring for them and walking, playing, cuddling, brushing the dogs, the cats, everything. So, you know, so they learn loads and they're a fantastic help to us as well.
So yes, you really and truly you have it all going on there. And school tours and everything, that's very interesting. I'd say the kids do be absolutely chuffed.
Oh, they are. They are. And they, I mean, these are, sometimes they're even play groups from as young as sort of 5. Now, obviously, we'd always cater our talks with depending on the age group of the kids. But we would have tours from Montessori's of anything from like 4 years up to 16, 17. It's so important to educate kids so young as to how to behave around animals and what is acceptable and isn't acceptable, even from that early on, and say, look, this isn't okay. This is how you do everything, or if you see something, to report it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's ingrained in them from very early on. But we work very closely with the schools, you know?
That's brilliant.
So we do make sure that message gets out and across to people.
Absolutely brilliant. So you're probably, this is a fundraiser as well, and you probably have more fundraisers in the pipeline in the later part of the year.
No, we do. We love getting out and about because we have so much to offer with the dog agility, the vets, you know, the groomers. We've
really,
the shop, we've everything. So, you know, so it's fantastic for us to get out and meet people. And a lot of the time when we meet people, you know, they're maybe thinking about getting a dog and they want to just have a chat with someone. So, you know, or they're thinking about fostering, or they're thinking about volunteering, or
fostering.
You know, dog training. So, yeah, fostering. We've a massive fostering.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we have, sometimes we have anything up to 250 animals out in foster care, particularly coming into kitten season. Kitten season's kind of kicking off at the moment, so Kitten season's April till October, so we can be massively hands-on with kittens that come in, with mums, without mums. Yeah, we were very, very lucky. We have a fantastic volunteers and fantastic fosters who do help us, because we wouldn't be able to run the shelter without either.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to help as many animals as we do, because we wouldn't be able to care for them all within the shelter. So the fosters are so important, and then the volunteers help us run the shelter every single day and do everything that we do do. So we're very, very lucky. You know, we have fantastic.
Would you have like dogs, pictures of dogs and cats and so forth, and the different animals? Would you have them on your website? Because I'm looking for a ginger cat.
Oh, we have. Yeah, we often get lovely gingers in. So
they're
we
gorgeous.
Do. Yeah, no, everything's on www.dspca.ie. So we have our adopt button, and you can kind of go into the adopt button on the face or on the website, and then click into the dogs or the cats and see. But we always say to people, pop up, because you may think you're looking for the ginger kitten, and then you pop up and you see a smoky grey, or you see a grey tabby with white, or you see a black that's got stunning grey eyes.
Yeah.
You know, so you never know. It's something always woos you a little bit more, you know. So yeah, we always say do pop up, but we do have everything on our website.
Natasha, have you ever seen Matilda, the alien eye cat?
No, you have to Google this.
Yeah,
one.
You're going to have to Google her. She is the most adorable cat in the world, and God love her. She's blind, but her eyes are like aliens. That's how she got the name, the alien-eyed cat in Matilda. She's absolutely fabulous. She's a tabby now. She is, but I'd settle for her.
Yeah.
But anyway, Natasha, it was absolutely lovely talking to you. And fair play to you. The five dogs and three-legged dog, and you're a great woman with your two cats and bringing them everywhere. And I hope that Saturday goes. I would really encourage anybody that has got a pet to go over there on Saturday, and it's family fun for the whole lot of yous, and it'd be an absolutely brilliant day. And Natasha Ems, many, many thanks to you for joining us on Lifeline, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, and you can let us know the next fundraiser.
Definitely. Listen, you're so good. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Not at all. And I have a lovely song lined up for you.
Great. Thank
Take
you.
Care, Natasha. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.